views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the marvelous month of May and springtime here in Southern California. You know, I take my walks along beautiful Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica, and I smile as I hear those birds chirping up a storm, and I see those beautiful spring flowers proudly displaying and showing off their colors. This season of rebirth and renewal, it sparks something deep within all of us, and it makes us feel like renewing ourselves, perhaps to clean out our closets, spruce up our wardrobes, and freshen up all different aspects of our lives. You know, with it being a brand new month, and this is the first Angel Healing House radio program of May, and during this time of rebirth and renewal, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, have decided to devote this whole month of May to our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. Now, why does that title ring a bell? It's because it is the title of my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which this month we're going to talk about heaven and the afterlife, our life that we are reborn to after our chosen physical human incarnations are over. And with that theme in mind, the Posse of Angels have entitled today's show, We Do Not Die. Well, the Posse of Angels wishes to speak about a global awakening that is happening right now, and it's happening in huge proportions, as it steadily grows more and more every single day. Now, some of you may be thinking that this awakening is humanity shifting to a more enlightened, a more consciously aware way of living in peace, love, acceptance, and unity. And while this is one of the obvious results of a conscious shift to see ourselves as one, well, the Posse of Angels wishes to address a topic that may not be getting the same amount of attention, but it is definitely on many people's radars. The topic has to do with the reason that we are here in this human incarnation in the first place. And it has to do with each one of us experiencing life on so much more than just a physical level. As we all are spiritual beings having a human experience, we are multidimensional. And when the physical body is gone, we, our soul, our consciousness, continues to exist. You know, listeners, I know this without a shadow of a doubt, because I had two near-death experiences, and I also experienced what it was like to transition from the non-physical to physical form as a result of my angelic walk-in experience that occurred on January 11th of 2003, when I, Angel Ariel, now housed in this physical vessel, walked into the former soul's body of Claire Candy. In fact, with advanced technologies in our medical field, many more people have had near-death experiences as they have been saved and brought back from so-called death. The label death, if you want, they say death occurs when we stop breathing, when our brain has flatlined, and our heart has also stopped beating. And in these cases, time and time again, those things that the near-deathers, as I call them, have experienced have been very, very similar. Many of those people who have had near-death experiences, they speak about a tunnel, and they speak about a bright white light being brighter and more illuminating than any light they possibly could imagine. And while it was powerful, it was not burning, but it was gentle, and it was reassuring that everything would be okay. Many confirm, which I experienced, that the light felt like a magnet that was actually pulling you towards something. Many say that suddenly everything became clear to them and they remembered who they are. Many who have had near-death experiences felt an overwhelming sense of peace, of love, of wholeness, and they said that it was difficult to describe in words, as our spoken language is just too limited to convey what the feeling of connecting to our heavenly home, to our divine eternal nature, really feels like. And the posse of angels wish for us to remember that whatever energies we hold inside, along with our beliefs, when we cross over, will still be a part of us when we pass. That's because energy always exists. It may change into different forms, but that energy always exists. Depending upon the energies that are within us when we cross, these will determine what energetic level that we find ourselves on across the veil, because like energies attract like energies. You know, for instance, if there is a lack of light within us when we do cross over, the posse of angels is reminding us that there are some who experience the darker planes of heaven, and they are very quick to point out that there is no hell. Well, the only hell we experience is the one of our own making here on the earth in physical form. And this is created through our perpetuated pessimism, negativity, and through energies of judgment, hatred, racism, unforgiveness. If one's energies are filled with hatred, blame, rage, and dark thoughts at the time of our passing, then they will find themselves in the dark plains of heaven, where it is murky, it is gray and foreboding, and not filled with light, reflecting the energy that is inside that soul. Our light quotient, or how much light we hold within ourselves when we cross over, will take us to that same matching light across the veil. And there are many energetic levels in heaven, you know, to help you remember the information and so much more about our heavenly home. You can purchase my number one Amazon International bestseller, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, as this explains everything about that past life and about our heavenly home. Many who have had near-death experiences, well, they come back to tell the tale and say that after being welcomed back to our home in spirit, they have spoken about meeting their relatives. They've spoken about meeting their family, their friends, who also crossed over from the physical world. Now, these could be people from their current incarnation or people from previous incarnations who welcome them back to their one true home. You know, I remember when I crossed over, this is when I was 5 years old, and when I drowned when I was almost 15 years of age, I saw and I hugged my grandparents. All four of my grandparents had passed at that stage, and they certainly weren't dead. And a huge surprise for me, I'm just getting shivers all over, here come my grandparents. and I also saw my pets. I saw the little poodle that I had and my beautiful cat, and I hugged them, and they certainly were very much alive. Now, these people and our pets who greet and welcome us back, they are all part of our soul group. And they have helped us, of course, in different guises during different incarnations. They've helped us to learn our lessons. That helped us to be challenged and to grow, experiencing very, very many facets of a human existence. Their greeting and welcoming us back in no way condones or condemns the choices that we made when we were in physical form on Earth. You know, I've often said that because Earth is the most difficult of dimensions to learn our lessons, the reunion or homecoming party that we have, well, it's simply a celebration that we choose to return into human form and to endure a physical existence, regardless of what happens. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we choose to go back and experience a human life, and nobody ever forces us to go back and to incarnate or reincarnate. And the reason for this is because we have free will, and nothing can go against our free will. So, after we have been to our reunion party, seen those people that have helped us perhaps in different lives, or maybe they played a contrasting role and they were the evil person that still helped us to learn our lessons in tolerance and forgiveness and acceptance, we then go to our life's review. Many who have experienced near death speak about seeing their life pass before them, all the people, all the events, all the choices that they made. It's kind of like some people have described it, and I would agree with this. It's kind of like a holographic flip book in which you see from the moment that you were born to the time that you crossed over. In this review, many experienced exactly what I did, that they could see, they could touch, they could feel, and they could sense every single emotion that was taking place in that lifetime. In this way, we see who we are completely. We see our flaws, we see our gifts, and because everything is then reflected back to us, we feel how others felt as a result of our thoughts, and our words we chose to speak, and certainly our chosen actions. This is wonderful if we've been loving, if we've been kind, if we've been compassionate and forgiving. But believe me, not everybody is that squeaky clean. And when you're watching that holographic flip book of your life, there have been times in everyone's life where we've had judgment, resentment, bitterness, unresolved anger, and blame. And although the majority of our lives we might have lived a very loving, compassionate, and forgiving life, we need to see those times when we have chosen to hold on to negativity, to judge, because we need to feel what it felt like for us to judge and be resentful and angry towards others. Now, after this amazing life review, many people who have crossed over speak about meetings with beings of light who help us to go over in our contract that we wrote for our human incarnation. Now, when I crossed over, the way I saw the Etheric Council of 12 was as wise old sages who were very loving, and they had a great sense of humor, and they were compassionate and kind, very unlike a lot of the pictures that we've seen of Judgment Day when we cross the veil. There was no judgment whatsoever. There was just going over your contract and your book of life. And they were very supportive. They were very proud of the fact that you chose to live a human existence. And they were proud of the choices that you had made with your free will. Now, these soul contracts that we go over, that we make with, as I call them, the elders, the Etheric Council, they're very important for each human incarnation that we chose. You know, everyone, I remember choosing the souls who I wish to connect with and the characteristics that I chose for each one of those souls to either encourage and support me, which was wonderful. And it was also very necessary to choose those souls of contrasting characteristics to either abuse me or control me, push my buttons, presenting me with this enormous contrast, which sometimes caused drama, but it also encouraged and challenged me to grow, to believe in myself, to be independent, and to have more self-love, respect, and honor for myself. You know, but endemic to all who have crossed over and who have had near-death experiences in that they either were told they must return to their bodies or the person chooses to return under their own free will. Some near-deathers will have this verbally conveyed to them, or it could be unsaid and one just finds themselves back in their human physical form. But many like myself who were told that we must go back feel as if we're kicked in the guts as we don't want to leave our extraordinary heavenly home. Now, this happened to me during my first near-death experience when I was 5 years old. At that age, I certainly did not have a choice. I did have a choice when I was almost 15 and I drowned. And the Etheric Council were very, very sneaky because I was adamant that I would not go back. I would not go back. They put their wise heads together and they said, if you do not go back, this is going to destroy your mother and father. And I completely caved in at that stage and I signed my contract to go back. And I woke up in the ocean. I was spewing forth bucket loads of water out of my lungs, but I came back to fulfill my human contract. And with this great conscious awakening on the planet that we are so much more than our physical existence, what has happened is many conventional medical doctors are changing their attitudes, their thoughts and beliefs surrounding their patients who have shared with them their near-death experiences. You know, these doctors who had previously debunked the whole thought of an afterlife completely changed their beliefs after having their own near-death experience. Now, for instance, Dr. Mary Neal had her near-death experience when she was on a whitewater rafting trip. Her raft overturned, it capsized, and she stopped breathing for more than 15 minutes. She says that she immediately felt like she was home once again, and that there were angels surrounding her, comforting her, reassuring her, and filling her with overwhelming love. She didn't want to return to her body, but she was told that she must go back and tell others what she experienced. She was also told that her son would die when he was 19. Tragically, he was hit by a car and he died at 19. No longer a skeptic, this Dr. Mary Neal is now a believer, and she wrote about her experiences in her book, To Heaven and Back, a doctor's extraordinary account of her death, heaven, angels, and life again. Now, a similar thing happened to another conventional medical doctor, Dr. Eben Alexander. He was actually a neurosurgeon and was a non-believer in life after death, although many of his patients had shared their near-death experiences with him after their surgeries. Well, he was a non-believer until he experienced his own coma for a week as a result of a severe bacterial meningitis in his brain. As not only a doctor, but also a scientist, Dr. Alexander's condition should have eliminated all experiences from his brain, as his meningitis was ravaging his neocortex, which is the area where dreams or hallucinations are created. Yet he was fully conscious of what he experienced in heaven. Now he too is a believer and shared what happened to him in his book, Proof of Life, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. Now, another doctor that was completely skeptical, even though many of her patients told her about their near-death experiences, was Dr. Eliza Medhouse. She only relied on medical and scientific explanations until her own son died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In the days that followed, her son Eric began sending her messages that he still existed, and she now believes. Her book about her experience with channeling her son from across the veil is called My Son and the Afterlife. In the skeptics to believer category is Dr. Peter Fenwick, who is a neuropsychiatrist, and Dr. Sam Parnias. Their initial research study consisted of 63 heart attack patients who were pronounced dead, with no brain function, no oxygen, and once they were revived, they had lucid memories when they were clinically dead. They recalled feelings of peace and joy, time speeding up, heightened senses, lost awareness of body, seeing a bright white light, entering another world, encountering angelic beings or deceased relatives and friends, and coming to a point of no return. Actually, in one amazing case, a child had a seizure where his heart stopped, his brain flatlined, and he was completely pronounced dead. He was revived, and he later drew a picture of himself looking down on his body. The parent sent the picture, child's picture, to Parnia. It was drawn like there was a balloon stuck to him. Parnia said when they asked what the balloon was, the child said, when you die, you see a bright white light and you're connected to a silver cord. He wasn't even 3 years old when he had this experience. A former skeptic, Dr. Sam Parney, is now a believer in consciousness, continuing after our physical life. And with more and more medical people willing to consider the reality of the near-death phenomenon, it is time we now mature as a society and admit and recognize that the brain and consciousness are two very different things, and that we have all the proof we need to establish that human beings are more than just our physical body, our five senses, and that consciousness continues after our physical death. Everyone, before we go to a quick break, I'd like to remind everyone that we are very much under the influence of last Saturday, May's new moon that's in Taurus. Now, this moon is revamping us and revamping our passion to act on our hopes and dreams for the future. It's giving us the inspiration to believe in ourselves and to take a leap of faith to make a fresh start, start those new projects. You know, many of us will feel like we want more out of life and now have the confidence, and we are willing to take calculated risks to filling our heart's desires. These energies are definitely giving many the courage to act on their intuition, perhaps to feel the fear and do it anyway, that we will step into our dreams in order to do what we were born to do. And while May heralds a time of great productivity, working diligently on our passion projects, well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us, take the time to smell the flowers and savor our rewards in life. Because you know what, everyone? We have deserved them, and we've earned them. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Radio, on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back from the break, we're going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you'd like, you can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and we'd love to speak with you. Okay, and we'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to Angel Healing House Radio. Today's topic is wonderful. We've been speaking about the afterlife, heaven, our one true home, which I write about in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, as I write about not only my past lives, but what the heck did I didn't do in the afterlife? You can buy all my books on Angel Healing House .com, or they're all available on Amazon. I did mention before the break that we are going into a very passionate time, a passionate time in which we will feel renewed in order to take on fresh new starts and to start new projects. And also it will be a time in which we will be rewarded for all the things that we've done. And on that note of being rewarded, from now until September 18th, the planet Saturn, is who many people call the Lord of Karma, is now in retrograde, which means that we can expect to receive karmic repercussions and to reap the rewards of whatever we've sown since it was last in retrograde on September 6, 2018. Now, the Posse of Angels, they're reminding us that this repayment time is for all our hard work and the good deeds that we've done, and that it hasn't gone unnoticed by the universe. In addition, the planet Pluto is now in retrograde, where it will stay until October 3rd, with Pluto being the planet of rebirth, renewal, regeneration, and Saturn repaying us for all the good we've done. Well, this month of May will see for many the start of immense transformation in their lives. So knowing this, all we need to do is trust, have faith, and be open to receive in whatever way God and the angels wish for us to gather and reap our rewards. I, for one, am very excited to see what will manifest. Let's go to the phone lines and see who we've got calling in today. Remember, if you want to call in for a free angel reading, perhaps discuss something, perhaps discuss our topic today, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Our first caller, let's go to Artie in California. Hi, Artie. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hop.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Can't complain. That's a good thing.
I'm so glad to hear that. What is happening in your life?
Well, I just wanted to mention a couple things about the whole, afterlife experience. I had a similar experience, but I was asleep, but I totally saw everything, from the time I passed and then to the time that I was going to the light, and then I suddenly woke up pretty disappointed, but in a sense. but I mean, it was a very beautiful experience. And then I also had a similar experience through Reiki. I saw many, many, many angels, and so that was also a very beautiful experience. So it definitely does exist, and it doesn't have to happen in a real death experience, I guess, sometimes.
No.
It could happen through a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people have been shown visions when they're in very deep meditations through their sleep state. And these times when they, sort of are so peaceful, so relaxed, and they've let go of that any conscious awareness that has stopped us from only seeing ourselves from a physical form. Do you utilize and have you spoken about this with others?
I have to my son, my family, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not too much about the sleeping, the dream, mm-hmm. but the Reiki part I do, because I don't know too much about Reiki, but with my experiences, it was very strong. It was a very strong, happy, peaceful feeling.
Okay.
So I do recommend that to a lot of people. Okay. And as a matter of fact, the other thing I was going to say is that I see myself meeting you one day, because I do need your therapy.
That would be lovely. I not only see clients personally in my office, but I have clients all over the world as we FaceTime, as we Skype, and also people have received the energy healing through distant healing as well. So that is also another alternative for you, Artie. I would love to meet you in person. Not sure where you are in California. I'm in Santa Monica.
Well, yeah, I'm not too far. I'm in Los Angeles, not too far from there. That's why I figured.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Help with the resentment and regret. That's I think that's the biggest issue. And
yeah,
it's funny because when I turned on your show, that's the first thing that I heard in your intro, resentment and regret, you know, letting go. I said, that's exactly what I need. Like, I need that, you know. And
yeah, it's amazing what
up everything.
It's amazing what we bring to ourselves. And if we are living only in the present moment, which is the only moment that exists, and we've asked either consciously or unconsciously, we ask all the time unconsciously, please show me what it is that I need to attend to, what I need to address. And if we are present, then we will notice the signs and the messages that the angels do send us. And it's interesting that you heard resentment and regret. So I definitely show people their lives from a higher perspective, from an angel's perspective, for them to see where this resentment and regret is so deeply entrenched. A lot of people experience it in their childhoods, and then it's hiding just underneath the surface, Artie, or it can be carried over from previous incarnations, or it's in our ancestral line that we unconsciously just carry it forth because it's something that's so deeply programmed into us that we don't even know that we're carrying it. So I've helped people enormously these last 16 years to finally address this. I call it exhuming the crypt and to really understand how this has actually helped them, why they co-created this to be part of their lives in order for their soul to grow. And then once they understand this, then they can see it from an angel's perspective. They can see it through the eyes of forgiveness and unconditional love. And then the trigger to it melts away. So I'd highly recommend you coming for a session. That would be wonderful. But another thing that the posse of angels are whispering in my ear, my angelic family, they're saying the reason that you had this experience with Reiki is that they are suggesting and advising that you become a Reiki practitioner.
That is very true.
Okay.
Very, very true. I agree because I have been kind of, I want to do that. I have to be ready. I have to be ready because you have to be in a very good place when you're doing that, because you're using your energy and you're using that with other people. So I'm aware of the things that I need to do in order to get there. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Like, I got so much freshening up that I got to do. And I got to, like, you know, my marriage, I have to figure out what's going to happen with my marriage. Like, am I going to stay or am I going to go? Because that's essential, you know? Am I going to stay and just, you know, I don't even know what to do. That's the other thing I was calling you about. I need suggestions on what to do because, you know, I mess up. He messes up. I, you know, it's just, you know, it's a typical thing. It's a typical marriage thing.
But, you know, the thing with all of this is that with this resentment and this regret deeply in your cells, in your fiber, that you are holding on to, then unconsciously again, you're holding on to this, you don't even know you're holding on to it, then those energies are reflecting out to you and they bring back to you the same energies. So that's why there's so many of my clients speak about there being conflict, because it's, we can't have that in front of us, Artie, what is not a direct reflection of what we have inside of ourselves.
Right.
And
that's
so,
very, very
so instead of, you know, going to learn Reiki, and then you'll be taking these energies with you, I would highly suggest that you have a session in which those can be addressed and finally bring you back to a place of wholeness, completeness, honor, self-respect, in which you are never again triggered, because what your husband is doing has nothing to do with you. It has to do how he reacts with the energies inside of him. And once you understand this, then you remain peaceful and you remain calm and you acknowledge that person for exactly who they are, because you contracted for them to be who they are. You contracted for their characteristics, even if they're contrasting. And then you bless them for exactly where they choose to be, which is perfection on their spiritual path for their soul's growth. Once this is all done, then you'll be clear enough then to enter Reiki instruction. Then you'll be a clear conduit and a facilitator to then channel those universal life force energies through you. But I will pull some cards as to see advice the angels would like to give you on your marriage. While I'm shuffling, they really want me to point out to you and anyone else who is having relationship problems, they will never and have never told anybody to leave anybody. The reason for that is, even from the former soul, 26-year abusive relationship, 22 years that she was married to her abusive ex, and I speak about that in my book, I'm an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. Even in that marriage, it was so important for her soul's growth to be controlled, to be abused, in order for her to find her voice and to be independent. We see things only through our physical eyes. And a lot of times when you see it from an angel's perspective, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, that's the reason why I had to be in that relationship to learn X, Y, and Z. So let's go to the cards and see if they can give us some more insight on that. First card that comes out for you is the High Priestess. The High Priestess is our etheric connection. It's our intuition. It's our intuitive natures. They want you to, please, don't look at this logically or rationally. Look at it from your intuitive knowing as to whether this relationship is honoring to you, and it's respectful for you. If you feel as if you are being compromised by being in this relationship, then they're saying, do more things to honor and respect yourself. Because the more you build yourself up to be unconditionally loving, to be forgiving, non-judgmental, peaceful inside, then what happens is if he does not step up and do the same thing, that the energies will become so disparate that it'll be a natural separation. The next card that comes out for you, once you start doing this, is then the Eight of Wands comes in, is then the opportunity shows up. Now, the reason that this card also showed up is because the deer are in this card. The deer is a sign of being gentle and kind and nourishing. And the greatest thing that you can do is in your quiet time is to send your husband green healing light and beautiful bubblegum pink waves of unconditional love. And in this way, you will get the healing and the unconditional love as well. Because he's divine underneath his actions and choices. And he is a soul that's come back and is playing a contrasting role in order for you to learn things like tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness. And the last card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Pentacles card. Now, this is not only always about money. This is about that abundance feeling inside of you. And this is certainly about a new beginning for you. So I hope all of that's been helpful for you, Artie. I would love to hear from you, perhaps coming to for a session within my Santa Monica office.
Possibly this summer. That's what I'm looking at.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, we will definitely meet.
Well, you look after yourselves, be gentle, be kind to yourself, and most of all, loving and honoring and respectful.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that, and I will definitely continue to try and start all over again.
Okay. Take care, sweetheart. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Artie. And that's so very important. The Posse of Angels will never, we will never, ever tell anybody to leave anyone, because we have no idea what we can get from those contrasting relationships and how they help us to grow. But it's most important to honor ourselves and be respectful. Let's go to our next caller. We have Mandy in Washington. Hi, Mandy. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think I'm in rebirth.
I would say yes. I'd say you are in rebirth. You, for those who have not heard Mandy on the program before, she has done a little bit of a, not a little bit, but a lot of a 180 turnaround, and has become so proactive with her spirituality and her life. And she's going from strength to strength. Tell a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, as you know, we have had a couple of private sessions together, and I've been on your program before, and some of the advice that you and your angels have given me was to self-publish my book, because I was waiting to find a literary agent, and it was taking quite a while, and the angel said to go ahead and self-publish it because the information needed to be out there, but also because I could use it as a calling card to open up more doors, and that's exactly what happened. So I sent the book to a metaphysical bookstore out here, and she called me back, the owner, and she asked me to teach a class, which was the first class I had been invited to teach ever, and that's exactly what I wanted. And I went in to see her, and we wound up scheduling four classes over the summer. So that was wonderful. And I sent my book into the Dr. Pat radio show, and she called me, and not she, but her receptionist called and asked me to come in for an hour interview on air on May 15th.
Oh, how wonderful.
To discuss the book.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And you've been doing podcasts as well, which is just, that's amazing. A little bit of a heads up with Dr. Pat. She is one of the most engaging, kind, supportive, promotive. She's just an absolute bubble of joy. You're going to have just an absolutely beautiful time with her on her program.
I believe it.
And all of this happened as a result of the sessions that you had, and the advice and the suggestions that the Posse of Angels gave you, and you're flying now, boy. Your wings are out there.
They are out there. Another thing that your angels had told me was that in addition to what I was doing with my podcasts, they said that I should try psychic readings with my podcasts, and to do something like a monthly psychic reading. And that turned out to be great advice. I've been doing that for the past 2 months, and I'll continue to do that. And it's been a really nice addition to the podcast channel.
Yeah. And whatever we do, we ultimately, yes, we are here to serve, but we ultimately do that for our soul's growth. And every time we might be fearful, feel the fear, do it anyway. Every time we stretch ourselves a little bit more, then the universe takes note of that and says, oh, look at her courage. Look at her bravery to go out. You know, in my case, look how brave she was to put her face on that book. I'm an angelic walk-in. Well, if she's that brave, we're going to send her other things to send her out into the public, or we're going to send her other connections and opportunities. And that's exactly what's happening to you, Mandy. I'm just like a proud parent that because, you know, you know, it's true. I mean, the Posse of Angels and I have told many people a lot of different advice, and maybe they weren't ready. Maybe they were, you know, resigned to not be proactive with their lives, not to take the suggestions. But you did, and you are flying as a result of that.
It definitely feels like it, and the advice has been well appreciated.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Well, also, you were ready to hear it. You know, a lot of times when the student is ready, the master appears. But I have always told my Reiki students for the last 16 years just about that everybody is your master teacher, because you're a master yourself and there's a part of you that is a master. So you better take notice, and you better stay in the present moment. On all of those things that we've just discussed, I've got about 4 minutes left or so. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Did you have a specific question?
My question is mostly, what do the angels think is most important for me to know at this point?
Okay. All right. Well, the first card that comes out for you is the Two of Wands. I love this card. This card is the World is Your Oyster card. This in this card, in the traditional tarot deck or Rider-Waite deck with the two wands, the gentleman is standing there and he's got the world in his hands. In this deck, she has an illuminated orb. They're saying, beloved Mandy, you have turned your light on. And so whatever you are intuitively led to do next, write another book, do another podcast, whether it's interviewing people or it's whatever it is, it will be of great not only significance to you because of your creative passion and enthusiasm, but it will continue to light the world. So you have turned on the light, my dear. The next card is the Six of Swords. This is definitely that card of paddling to smoother waters. You may not, the thing I like about, there's lots of movement in the tarot cards, lots of cards of movement. But this one, the Six of Swords, he's paddling, but it's foggy. He does not know where he's going, but he's allowing his intuition to lead him. And he knows that if he listens to the voice of God speaking in his heart, then his direction will be crystal clear. And he's paddling regardless of knowing, because it's foggy, where he's going. But he knows in his heart that he's being divinely led. And the next card that's coming out for you is, oh, isn't that beautiful, is the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands is that new beginning. It's a new start around your career. So you might come to a plateau where you've done all these new things and you go, oh, I'm not sure what to do next. And it might be a time for you to rest, or it might be a time where you just give it over to God and the angels and say, show me how to be of best service. Show me. And then allow for those signs to come in to show you then how to utilize all this beautiful, illuminated, bright energy inside of you and enthusiasm. So those are the messages that they have for you, Mandy, and they're saying they are so very proud of you.
That is just beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. Continue to just enjoy the fabulous journey that you're creating and just open for all kinds of extraordinary things, the connections and the opportunities coming your way now that you've opened yourself.
Okay, I will. You take care now.
Okay, thank you, Mandy. All the best. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank all my callers calling in. Thank you to all those people listening around the world. I get such beautiful, beautiful emails and posts on Facebook and people from all over the world that say how much the Posse of Angels and I have helped them. The advice that we give, the suggestions, and the hope. The hope that I give others, hope in themselves, that like Mandy, there's something that's dormant within. We just need to give some little spark of hope to that person so that they can go out and spark their own life. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And in this beautiful time of springtime in the Northern Hemisphere, I know it's turning very cold and wintry in our former home of Australia. But do remember to go out wherever you are, North or Southern Hemisphere, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you love and, of course, angel blessings. And I'll look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.